Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. I am glad you're with me. I'm glad to be here. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, which is always a real treat. His new book is out, What Went Wrong? The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer. And just thrilled any time that Dr. Nick and I can get together, and it'll be a blast. Now, what else is going on in the news? We're hearing that Obamacare is going to be voted on by the Supreme Court. this Thursday, a couple of days from now. We'll be here to cover that either Thursday or Friday, depending on what time it breaks for sure. But as we've said from the very beginning, it almost doesn't matter what the Supreme Court decides, because it is up to you to determine your fate, your future. And it is not up to the Supreme Court to determine whether out-of-control federal behemoth can dictate to you what kind of medical care you must purchase or participate in an insurance scheme or not. And that is true even on the state level. Are you sovereign by the grace of God, or are you a slave by the virtue of a birth certificate and a stamping of a number on your forehead? That's one of the questions we'll be covering later this week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, out of the ashes of the Alive event, good things happening with the free online healing summit coming up Friday after the Robert Scott Bell Show. Natural News Radio will convert the transmission stream to a number of healthcare providers, practitioners, intellectual healers, whatever we want to call them, and let loose for your benefit all of the things that we can do here with the power of the new media, including Dr. Nick, who will do it. We're going to talk a little bit about what Nick Gonzalez is going to reveal this Friday as well. Of course, Mike Adams is doing his thing. G. Edward Griffin is supposedly set to provide some great healing information as well, economically, etc. Liam Sheff's going to participate. Man, oh man, it's going to be awesome. So we're looking forward to doing that. I'll throw my hat in for an hour, figure out what kind of healing we want to do. Commercial free. Absolutely amazing. Now, recognize, though, during the week here, all that I ask of you is to say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and liberty, because it is a rare thing, as you know. If you've stumbled on the Robert Scott Bell Show and Natural News Radio and all the other areas where you can hear it, rebroadcast now through UKHealthRadio.com as well, you recognize it takes a lot of effort. We just don't turn on the switch and go, go, go. Yeah, okay, occasionally that's happened when I'm on the road. But the kind of healing information that we bring out to you without censoring it, without conflicts of interest from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, how valuable is it to you? And I hear from you all the time coming in through the voicemail, through the emails, through the Facebooks and Twitters, that you are appreciative, as I am, of the opportunity to let loose on this information with people like Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Now, we've got one interview I didn't get to air from the Health Freedom Expo. It kind of gets into some spiritual stuff. I hope you don't mind. I enjoy it. We go everywhere here. Mind, body, spirit kind of stuff with Karen Steen Finch. We're going to do that as well. And Marjorie Cole is going to join us as well. And this was from the Health Freedom Expo, one I've been holding back for the right time. And today is that right time. We also have a great question from a listener on nutritional education. What if you want to be a nutritionist of some kind? What can you do? Are there opportunities to get a formal training without going into bankruptcy? So we'll have that going on. We'll see if I can get Julie Whitman Klein on from Trinity Natural Health, as well as the Health Freedom Expo. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but without further ado, we're going to take a break and come right back with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and we'll talk about what went wrong and, of course, what went right. After this, on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, check out all the links at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever asked that question, what went wrong? And it's one thing to ask it. It's another thing to find out what indeed did. And the question is asked and answered. In my guest, my dear friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, he's with me now. His new book, it's out, What Went Wrong? The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer. Dr. Gonzalez, boy, you've been working hard on this.
Yeah, it's a big hulking book, like 575 pages of text plus two prefaces and references. So yeah, it was a big book, a lot of work, and I already have a day job, as you know, taking care of patients, but we got it done. You know, we just do what needs to be done and get it done.
Yeah, some of the things in here, now you and I have talked about this many times over the years, sometimes while it was going on, and it ended up in the book, of course. But people may ask, what is it that they would learn from a book like this? Not only, of course, about some of the nuances of the treatment protocols as such, but maybe an important level of disillusionment about what science is, what it isn't, and how corrupt it has become.
Yeah, this really isn't just a story about a esoteric clinical study investigating a nutritional treatment in patients diagnosed with pancreatic cancer versus chemotherapy in an academic center. I mean, that's kind of it's interesting in and of itself. But the real purpose of this book is to show corruption, deceit, dishonesty, right up to the highest levels of the academic medical world. Now, you know, I'm not just some guy living in a cave, you know, angry at the world. I was there. I come first, as you know, Robert, I come out of a very academic background. I was trained to do bone marrow transplants, which is about as orthodox oncology as you can get. I come out of their world, trained at their institutions. I was in the middle of this for some 10 years, and I saw it right up to the highest levels. Total indifference to scientific truth, what really I found most tragic, which I didn't expect, I wasn't naive, but I didn't expect to see an indifference to patients whose lives were at stake in this clinical study. It was almost as if that was irrelevant. Yes. What came through primarily is a position, the career advancement, getting to the top, and selfish ends, not the objective rational search for the truth. That was the least important thing in this clinical study. And that was the most disappointing to see that in scientists who, of all people, should be concerned about the truth.
I remember going back in because this is just such a living book for me because I partly lived through it because of our interaction at the time, and you write about it in the book as well. The HIV nevirapine trials in Africa, and we began to see a pattern of that disregard for life itself. And that was the most shocking thing of anything. We understand that throughout history there's been this idea of how can I get ahead? I'll step on anybody to do so. And it's true in the scientific and academic world. But when you talk about the loss of life along the way, we're talking about women, children, pregnant women as well, you begin to say there's just a disgusting lack of concern for basic sense of any morality and ethics in much of the scientific realm as it relates to government.
Yeah, and for your listeners that may not be familiar with HIV nevirapine, this was an NIH-sponsored clinical study run with an international consortium of scientists run in Africa. And the purpose was to see whether nevirapine, which is a protease inhibitor, would prevent the transmission of HIV from HIV-positive women to their offspring in pregnant women. And in 1999, the first data came out that was extraordinarily positive, that this was going to be a new advent, a new breakthrough in the treatment of AIDS, and it would help stop the HIV epidemic. However, the study was basically fraudulent, and it was covered up right up to the highest levels of the NIH. I mean, the people involved even lied to the president. President Bush gave a press conference in the Rose Garden, I think it was 2002, announcing HIV nevirapine as part of his new protocol to end AIDS in Africa. Meanwhile, the NIH people knew that the study was a shambles, that women had died. There were over 1,000 serious side effects that had not been reported, 14 deaths that hadn't been reported. They weren't even sure which women got the drug. So it was really one of the worst-run studies, in my opinion, in the history of the NIH. But instead of just coming clean, they tried to hide it. They tried to cover it up, which is really extraordinary. And why did they do that? Because their egos were involved, their career advance. You know, it's not a great career boost to be involved with a misrun study. So these people at the NIH involved in managing the study did everything they could to hide the truth, right up to the president.
How much of the motivation do we see because of such of the conflicts of interest between the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their interest in promoting patent medicines, drugs, chemotherapeutic agents? And, for instance, the specific case of your clinical trial, which would, you know, really investigate for once and for all, not outside of just the clinical setting, but somehow the observation from beginning, middle to end to really confirm it in their own way. How much do you realize now, looking back, that they have to lose should your methodology that you've been working on for so many years prove successful, as you know it is?
Well, they'd have to lose everything. These are people at the highest level of the academic medical world. I mean, division heads at the NIH, the NCI, and they've spent their career thinking that they're going to be the people that find the answer to cancer. And, of course, they grew up and matured in a model, which I discuss in the book, that involves the use of synthetic pharmaceuticals, you know, the creations of the ingenious human mind. The idea that someone comes along with a completely different approach from a completely different model involving diet, supplements, pancreatic enzymes, and horror of horrors, coffee enemas, it's so far beyond their realm of experience and realm of believability. They just can't accept it. It's like asking them to talk about the landscape of Pluto. It's just inconceivable to them that this could possibly be true. They don't know anything about it. Also, if I'm right, what are they going to do with the rest of their lives? Because suddenly this fringe practitioner with this oddball therapy, in their minds, oddball, yes, is getting patients with pancreatic cancer well, and they can't do that themselves. Basically, it's a career ender. What are they going to do, teach biology? I mean, they're really, you know, these are people that have spent their lives trying to get to the top of the medical world. As my colleague, Dr. Isaacs, correctly said, and you and I have discussed this before, These are all the people that in junior high school were the smartest kid in junior high school, all of whom his mother said, you know, you're going to find a cure for cancer. Well, there are 6,000 scientists in the NIH system, all of whom were told they were the smartest kid in junior high school, and all of them were told they're going to find a cure for cancer. And the fact is they haven't, and whether they were smart in junior high school or not, they're surrounded by thousands of people who were told the same baloney, and they're not really achieving very much. And then I come out of nowhere with this therapy that is very effective. They just can't emotionally – it has nothing to do with science, truth, patient care. It has to do with their emotional inability to handle it. It basically means everything they've done is incorrect. You know, this, I may have told this story on your show before. I don't even remember. I've been on your show so many times. You know, I did my fellowship under Robert Good, who was for 10 years president of Sloan Kettering, the most published author in the history of medicine, did the first bone marrow transplant in history, and was interested, interestingly enough, in a lot of different things, including nutrition, which is why I supported my initial foray into nutritional medicine and its effect on cancer. After I finished my fellowship, I knew that I would have to move on because I knew that he'd been pushed out of Sloan Kettering. He was down at University of South Florida at Old Children's Hospital where I've spent a year with him there. And I knew that he didn't have the power base anymore, the facilities or the funding to support further research in my treatment. But it went beyond that. We went to dinner before I was going to leave to come back to New York. And he said to me something, I'll never forget this. And he said, you know, you brought in patients with pancreatic cancer that got well and patients with terminal disease that got well. We've seen them in our clinic. You've written up the case reports. I've actually seen these patients. He actually examined some of these patients that were being treated by my mentor, Dr. Kelly. And he said, I'm considered to be at the top of my profession. People come from all over the world for my opinion on cancer. Professionals come to me. Heads of institutes come to me for my advice. And you're telling me I don't know anything about cancer, and I can't emotionally accept that. I mean, I wasn't telling him that, but right. He could see that if Kelly's model, if this nutritional model was correct, he didn't know anything about it. He couldn't practice it. He couldn't advise it. He spent 40 years of his life doing something completely different. And he said, he used the word, I cannot emotionally handle this. And that's when I knew it was time to separate and went back to New York. But that's the way the NIH and the NCI are. These are people who are lauded. They go to conferences around the world. Some of them actually do win the Nobel Prize. And here's this, you know, eccentric therapy from a dentist and Dr. Beard 100 years ago reversing cancer in a way they just cannot understand, accept, or emotionally resolve this issue. They just can't do it.
Yeah, it's amazing, and they would have to start all over, and they're not willing to do that, having achieved the high-level stature and status that they, again, were groomed by their mommies, right?
That's right. They were groomed by their mommies to be the smartest person on earth, and I'm basically telling them the opposite. Now, I may have said this on one of your shows. There was one person in this study who was in a supervisory role who seemed to have a moderately open mind, although even he later turned. When he realized, I always go with the flow. When he realized the flow was to be against me, he turned against me as well. But it was about halfway through the trial when it obviously wasn't going well, and patient after patient was being admitted who was too sick to do the treatment. And he said, you know, look, you have patients in your own private practice, not part of the study, who've done well with pancreatic cancer. I said, yeah, we have lots of them. He said, why don't you put together 10 of them, 10 case reports, and at our next meeting present them. Every 3 months we would have these official meetings when the people from the NCI and the NIH would fly up to New York. We'd meet at Columbia. So I said, sure. So 3 months later we had it put together, beautifully put together in a book form, in a monograph form, with a case report that I wrote up and the actual copies of the records with the information redacted so you couldn't identify them, which was required by law. Yep. But I had all the records there, the biopsies. So no one could say they didn't have cancer. And these were patients with stage 4 cancer who had been with me 10, 15 years. And I presented one after another. And as I presented each case, I could see there were about 12 people in the room that with each presentation, they were getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And the guy who had asked me to do this, who I thought was a decent fellow, said, you know, these are remarkable cases. Not one other person in that room said another word. Not one other person said, thank you for putting this together on such short notice. Thanks for doing such a good job. You know, whether they believe in the case or not, we really worked hard at it. Mm-hmm. These are remarkable cases. Even if one of them had said, you know, God, these really are remarkable cases, not a word. They didn't want to be on record lauding me in any way. And frankly, what I was presenting, they couldn't achieve. There wasn't one person in that room that has a stage 4 pancreatic cancer patient alive 10 and 15 years. And we had multiple cases that we had in that monograph, and they emotionally could not accept it. They couldn't accept it. And they couldn't say this is fraudulent and made it up because I had the records there from major institutions. So their way of handling it was to go into passive-aggressive, dead silence, except for that one brief comment about, he said, wow, these are extraordinary cases. Now, no one else said, yeah, you're right, these really are. Gonzalez really did it. Not one word. They didn't want to be on record lauding me, congratulating me, giving me any credit, and they were just angry. And here we're dealing with people's lives with a disease that they can't cure successfully even today, you know, years later from that episode. This happened about, you know, 7-8 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that was a real telling moment for me and Dr. Isaacs.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. The book is What Went Wrong, The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer by Nicholas J. Gonzalez, doctor, as we know for many years, great friend of the program here, and we appreciate him so much. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about some of the things that are going to be revealed, have been revealed in another book of his, but also a bonus opportunity. Thanks for the investigative reports on the Alive Foundation's thing that crumbled. We've got Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. He's going to be presenting for free an entire hour on some of these things, including some of these case histories. We're going to talk about that and more after this break. Check out the links to everything, including to Dr. Nick's new book, right there at robertscottbell.com. The phone number, if you have a question or comment at any time, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. More with Dr. Nick Gonzalez after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. In addition, there's a bonus opportunity later this week, the end of the week, after the Robert Scott Bell Show Healing Revolution Friday. We're going to convert Natural News Radio into a healing online summit for free. And Dr. Nick Gonzalez will take part in that. We're going to learn a little bit about what he will present as well coming up soon. But his new book now, everybody pick it up. What Went Wrong, all about the story of the corruption at NIH, the sabotage that took place, all of these layers uncovered. It's extraordinary. For those of you who are either doubters or know that there are doubters out there that say, oh, man, that would never happen. The NIH is beyond reproach. The science is there. Cancer can't be cured. Or whatever. You got to read this book. You'll understand what goes on at this level from A to Z. It's fantastic, amazing work, Dr. Nick.
Well, thanks so much, Robert. I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's a sad story, but one that needed to be told. And I will tell you, as you just said, if any of you out there still harbor this illusion that conventional doctors, conventional scientists are these honorable, honest people really concerned about scientific truth, read the book. You'll find it really extraordinary. Yes, of course, there are honest scientists. Of course, there are scientists down there dedicated to the truth. I know some of them. But the majority of them, in my experience, in my personal experience, absolutely the only thing they were concerned about is looking good with their colleagues. And of course, to get rid of me would make them look better with their colleagues. Not scientific truth, not a new way to help patients, not patient care, not the benefit of patients. None of those things were involved in this clinical study at all. And there's a history of that. HIV nevirapine was no different. I talk about the bone marrow transplantation fiasco with breast cancer that went over 10 years, where oncologists promoted basically a fraudulent treatment to the great destruction of lots of women. You know, 10 to 30% of the women that got that treatment died from the procedure. And yet no one went to jail. It was as if it never happened, because when conventional oncologists commit fraud, it's considered acceptable.
Yes. And as you said, Dr. Nick, even the guy that was sympathetic for you, the moment the tides were turning, the wind was changing, he'll sacrifice these patients to salvage his career. This is a choice that people have to make. And they could say, I had $150,000 or $200,000 in debt. What was I supposed to do? Well, at what point does a human life become worth more to you than shifting with the winds to do things that are corrupt that will result in more death and destruction?
It was really sad to me to see that one oncologist, who I thought was a decent fellow because he seemed to be open to us, he was always very pleasant to us, turn. In fact, he put his name on the misleading. You know, fraud has a legal term, meaning to it, which I hesitate to use. But he put his name on this misleading, misrepresentative article that was finally published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, implying my therapy didn't work. And I was very disappointed to see that. But he went with the tide. He knew that the tide was against me, and that's where he decided to throw his hat. And when I could see this, you know, my friend Paul Roche, who wrote one of the prefaces, a very conventional doctor, one of the stress experts with Hans Selye, he said it's like Nuremberg. You know, you could see why under Nazi Germany, the medical profession did all these horrendous things. Well, they went with the tide. They went where the money was. They went where their careers were, and that was to be an ardent Nazi. And the fact that they committed experiments on people and things like that, they could have cared less. It was for their career advancement. In a small way, I saw that people would just ignore the truth for the sake of their careers. Even the Journal of Clinical Oncology just ignored the truth because it was in their best interest to make me look foolish. And I think that's really was the governing principle. It was very sad to see. And you could see that, how doctors, these educated, intelligent people, could actually do what they did in Nazi Germany. Because if the tide changes, they go with the tide. Where the profession goes, what the profession tells them to believe, where the model is, that's what they're concerned about.
We are getting that lesson all of the time from the severe issues that you cover in What Went Wrong, you know, of people dying under the auspices of NIH studies and investigations, to the more subtle things about just people that are hungry for money and that will dupe us and trip us up and smoke us, so to speak, like what happened recently with the Alive crumbling. Finally, we found out about that, and we'll talk more about that. But it's like these people get lost in the machine. Sometimes they go in with good intentions. They become corrupted. That happens a lot. I'm not saying everybody goes into medicine to become evil. That's not what I'm saying. But they get stuck in this machine, and they just say, I better go along to get along, or get along to go along. And then what happens? The perpetual machine into the atrocities of a Nazi Germany. And in a modern context, what we're saying here is that exists at any moment of time, even right here in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah, the bone marrow transplant study, which I talked about on your show before, was a perfect example. And that wasn't just this brief incident in medical history. That went on for over 10 years. And just for your listeners out there that may not have heard me talk about this before, during the 1990s, the oncology profession promoted bone marrow transplant as a way to treat poor prognosis or advanced breast cancer. The problem was there was no evidence that it worked. But it became standard of care because the oncologist joined with trial lawyers in the media to promote this therapy and try and portray insurance companies as these heartless, murderous institutions caring only about profits. And the insurance companies are the only one who kept saying there's no evidence that it works and it's dangerous. But Congress got involved. 54 Congress people signed an edict requiring insurance companies to pay for this, or requesting insurance companies pay for it. So finally they started to pay for it. Finally, when the studies were done, five studies were done, four showed it had absolutely no value. One was positive, turned to the South African study, totally fraudulent. And that wasn't retracted by the Journal of Clinical Oncology until after 6 years in 2001. This whole thing went on for over 10 years, this fiasco with bone marrow transplants. It's estimated over 40,000 women with breast cancer got the treatment. 10 to 30, 10 to 30% of them died as a direct result of the treatment. This was a horrendous episode in medicine. It's like it never happened. There was a book written about it by a conventional doctor, as a lawyer and public health expert, called False Hope. And ironically, it's not about alternative medicine, which is often – that's a term often used for alternative medicine. It was about conventional oncology, and the title of the book is False Hope. And it lays the whole concept of unproven medicine presented for greed and ego right where it belongs in the conventional medical world.
Yeah, incredible that they wrote a book that would actually talk about the evils of conventional, as you say, oncology. Now, yesterday I talked with a researcher, PhD, MD researcher from Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, where he is from. This man, Dr. Ajay Goel, amazing. He's talking epigenetics. He's recognizing environmental causes of all of these issues, inflammation, and rather than looking to toxic drugs to reduce inflammation, which causes more inflammation, actually acknowledging the role of botanicals. And I thought, you know, I'm now programmed to see the worst in the medical establishment. Occasionally, I get surprised, and I asked him. I said, "How is it possible that you're doing this? You're achieving this? You've got to be getting barbs thrown at you all the time." And he said, "Yes, there is some, but it is shifting. It is changing. So it's not that we're saying it's an end of the world scenario. There will never be anything good coming out of science. But the fact of the matter is, it's hard to find. When I find it, I'm very excited and pleased."
That's terrific. Yeah, I've heard that there is a shift. I've yet to see it based on my experience. There was certainly no shift in my clinical study. The whole purpose of the study, the walk-in papers for those involved, was to get Gonzalez, you know, get him bury his therapy, bury him, get rid of this nuisance treatment. And that was the whole, that seemed to be the whole agenda for this clinical study. There may be changes. I certainly didn't see it. And even the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, that's a joke. That whole office exists to get rid of alternative medicine. I was working with them. No one can convince me otherwise. One of the things they've done down there is they got rid of all the scientists that actually had an open mind. They were actually forced out. And so a number of them actually left to go into foundations and other things, not even at the NIH anymore. And they brought in a whole bunch of people who could care less about alternative medicine. You have the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine run by people who have no interest, no background, and no concern for it. And their whole purpose seems to me, having worked with them, is to get rid of it. I think that office should be closed down. I think it's just a publicity gimmick for the NIH to pretend that they're interested in alternative medicine and approaching these things fairly, when in fact that's not their agenda at all. Mm. It's just an advertising gimmick.
Yeah, unfortunately. And we've argued here for the separation of medicine and state, so that the freedom to heal and innovate, just as you've done despite all of that, continues on well beyond just a few, so to speak. Now, in addition to the new book, What Went Wrong? The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer, the previous book that you've written goes more into the actual methodologies, case history. It's called One Man Alone, An Investigation of Nutrition, Cancer, and William Donald Kelly. And that, of course, is still available for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good book. I enjoy reading that myself. You know, usually writers don't enjoy reading their own work. I love reading that book. That was my five-year investigation of Dr. Kelly's results when I was working under Dr. Good. I finished it while I was doing my fellowship under him in 1986. It took 5 years. I went through thousands of Kelly's records. And he was the ultimate, in terms of the orthodox world, the ultimate cancer quack. He wasn't even a physician. He was a dentist. He was treating cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what we found was patient after patient with appropriately diagnosed advanced cancer who got well under Kelly's care. And I follow some of those patients today. One of them, actually, I present in my lecture that for this weekend, is a patient that Kelly first started treating back in 1982 with stage 4 pancreatic cancer with biopsy-proven liver metastases, all confirmed at the Mayo Clinic. So no one can say she didn't have pancreatic cancer. They actually biopsied one of the liver lesions. So we know she had stage 4. At the Mayo Clinic, they didn't even want to treat her. I've said to your listeners before, I respect the Mayo Clinic. It's one of the few institutions where if a therapy doesn't work, they don't recommend it. They're very honest and extremely honorable. In addition, they're very highly trained over there. And they told her chemo would be a waste of your time, go and enjoy your life. That saved her life, because with no conventional options available, she started looking at alternatives, learned about Kelly, went on the program. 30 years later, she's alive and well. I follow her now as her physician. She was diagnosed August 1982. In August, it'll be 30 years with stage 4 biopsy-proven pancreatic cancer with biopsy-proven liver metastases. I know of no patient in the history of medicine anywhere in any country, in any institution, who's lasted 30 years with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. If she were a conventionally treated patient, she'd be on the cover of Time magazine. They've been releasing press announcements about this. But because she was treated by this eccentric dentist and now followed by me, she's like, it doesn't exist. And this, she was actually one of the patients I presented at that session with the NIH. I presented one of Kelly's patients. She was the one. You'd think that they'd be concerned. You'd think they'd want to meet her. You'd think they'd fly her into the NIH to study her. Could have cared less. Could have cared less. In fact, they were annoyed that she existed, annoyed that Kelly had gotten the patient well, because it broke their model. Kelly's a quack. I'm a fraud. This can't work. And here I was presenting at that time a 25-year survivor, and they couldn't deal with it because it broke their agenda.
Well, we've talked about this, and I've talked about it with Dr. Rashid Bittar as well, because he's helping people overcome cancer. And what they and when he went against the state medical board in North Carolina, the one thing they couldn't stomach was to actually have former cancer patients that were given up for dead by traditional oncology that were alive and well due to holistic modalities and treatments there in front of them. They actually had to deny that they existed, because that is the one thing that breaks up this superficial protective bubble around the field of oncology, that there are no cures for cancer except what we give, and they're not necessarily cures, but if they're 5 years, they are. And that's what we're talking about here, these living examples. By parading the living examples, that destroys their ability to control and manipulate the rest of us to say, hey, look, there are no survivors here. Once you see one, 10, 50, 100, 1,000, the game is up for them.
That's right. It actually enrages me. It gets my Latin temper up when I think about that. When I think about these cases I presented to senior people at the NCI and the NIH, who of all people on earth should be absolutely open to new approaches to cancer, because the results with conventional oncology are so abysmal, even after 50 years and billions of dollars of research funding. Absolutely, not only could they have cared less, but as I said, they got angry with me because it broke their train of thought, broke the model that they believe in, questioned everything they believe since they studied biology in high school. Absolutely incensed. And it's tragic. And yeah, it's really, you think that physicians would be so grateful that there's a new approach to a disease that has a horrendous outcome like pancreatic cancer. Nah, could care less. And it's very, very frightening. And people should read my book for that reason. They should read the book because you see the psychology of these conventional physicians, because I was working with them closely for years. I didn't hear about it on the radio or just, you know, read about it. I was there in the middle of it, and I could see the psychology of these people. They're so almost brainwashed into thinking only their way is the highway, and only their way
or the highway. Exactly. Hey, when we come back from this break, Dr. Nick, we're going to talk a little bit more about What Went Wrong, the book that we want everybody to get, as well as his presentation coming up for free as National News Radio is converted on Friday at 2 o'clock after this show into a free healing seminar for the weekend. This is very, very cool stuff. Check it out. All the links are online at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein Greens and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com, cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day, a little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, GetTheTea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, GetTheTea.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We talked about the many living examples, and more are coming out, and this is a great thing because now those that would want to, that are the gatekeeper, so to speak, of what you can and cannot know, what you should and should not believe about treatment or recoveries from serious chronic diseases, cancers, even the issue of AIDS, Dr. Nick, this is another area where I've covered extensively. You've talked about the controversy of HIV not even existing based on the testing for it. And this is stunning where the FDA has acknowledged some of these things. But the fact that there were what they called long-term non-progressors or elite non-progressors, I mean, they literally had to keep coming up mental gyrations to explain how people were not dying when they were not taking the toxic drugs that they were giving and killing others with.
Yeah, it turns out they're quite an, you know, usually, and when this first was observed some years ago, like 10 years ago, they thought it was just a couple patients, kind of oddball outliers. But it turns out there were quite a number of patients who supposedly are HIV positive that don't have any sign of the illness, even now, 20 and 25 years later.
Yes.
No sign of the illness at all, and they're not dead. And it kind of breaks up the model. I mean, if this is this deadly disease from which no one survives unless they're treated with the miraculous, heroic interventions of conventional medicine, why are these people alive with no treatment at all? Of course, I believe a lot of them are probably doing nutritional treatments along, you know, as well. They're not being untreated. But to conventional doctors, when you do something nutritionally, that's considered no treatment at all. I would suspect if they were looked into, you'd find that they're doing conventional treatments. But one of the problems with HIV, and you certainly know more about this than I do, it's that the tests aren't accurate.
Right.
The tests are useless. You know, with a recent case, I think Mike Adams wrote about it, of someone who was convicted of criminal activity for infecting a number of women with HIV. It turned out he didn't have HIV.
Well, exactly.
Whatever HIV may or may not be, he didn't have it anyway, and the tests were just wrong.
Right. Can you imagine, you know, as a scientist, as a doctor, that you were relying upon tests that have no standard whatsoever? I mean, what would you do with that?
They're worthless. The testing is just not accurate. There are infections that can cross-react and give you false positives. It is just not a good test. The idea that this is a gold standard developed by, you know, brilliant scientists is not true. These tests are not accurate. Forgetting whether HIV infection exists or not, which I know you've discussed on your show.
Yes.
The fact is the testing for whatever it is isn't accurate at all anyway. And people have gone to jail based on false testing claiming that they were positive in infecting women when in fact they weren't positive and didn't have HIV.
Yes.
And the tests were just bogus.
It seems like these, you know, establishment so-called aspects of modern medicine, because there are divisions, and John Rappaport calls it the Church of Biological Mysticism. And we talk,
I love that. That's
you know,
great.
Vaccinology. We talk about AIDS. We talk about cancer. I mean, they're all different parts of the same church, and they want to throw out like nets, like ensnare people. All right, we got you. We want to take earlier and earlier testing. You know, prevention for them is testing, and then they come up with now, oh wait, BRCA genes, BRCA genes for breast cancer. And we realize with epigenetics, like I covered yesterday, that there really isn't a true genetic cause. Even the 5% they claim is genetics, you can look back at the nutritional and toxicological history of the parents, and that's impacting on gene expression in the children.
epigenetics is a wonderful field, and it comes out of conventional medicine, but it's really wonderful. And what it is for your listeners out there, it's that's the interaction of environmental forces like nutrition or toxic chemicals on genetics. And something that we may think is fixed, like our genetic inheritance, can actually change depending on environmental influences. You know, there was a recent study, a very good one, that found abused women actually have changes in their genome. Their telomeres actually change. Telomeres are part of the each gene. And they, as we get older, they get shortened, which can lead to aging and lead to cancer and other diseases. It turns out women who stay in an abused relationship actually have shortened telomeres, and their genetics actually changes. So psychological and physical environmental issues do affect our genes. It's not static. The idea that genetics is static is some convention. It was an invention and a convention. There's no evidence biologically that that's the case. It makes perfect sense. The whole purpose of genes is to help us adjust to an environment appropriately. That's what genes do. They help us adjust to environmental influences, whether it's the air, the water, the food, chemicals, drugs, nutrition. Our genetics are designed to help us respond to the environment, and it makes perfect sense that there's a flexibility in them, that these are not fixed in stone like the Egyptian pyramids, right, but that they can adjust to environmental influences. And epigenetics is a wonderful field, and indeed it shows even psychological influence, like these poor abused women, it's changing their genetics.
Yes.
Similarly, good psychological influences, a happy relationship. You know, for years, scientists, epidemiologists have known that couples in happy marriages tend to live longer. They don't know why. Well, changes your very genetics. That's what it does. Psychological influences not only affect the brain chemistry, but they affect our very genetics. The idea that psychology is somehow separate from the body, which was Freud's presentation, totally fraudulent. Yes. The fact is, even psychology will affect your genes. Very important. Kind of scary, too.
No, I know.
It means we're not just victims of our environment,
right,
but we better change our environment. Otherwise, it's going to affect us physically.
We're actively engaged in the so-called creation of our gene expression by our very belief system. Bruce Lipton has talked about that for many years. Very inspiring man, and he's got all the credentials. Not that we're only into credentials, but the fact is he's utilizing them for good purpose, and now we're seeing that field grow and emerge, and as I talked about, stunning. Baylor Medical Center, they're actually allowing this kind of research to take place. Now, if we're going to go ahead and reveal more of what is possible in terms of healing, what you've seen is very threatening, as we know, and it's covered in What Went Wrong, to the medical establishment, the cancer establishment, etc., but very much being embraced by those who said, enough is enough. I've had it with the authorities. I've had it with the officials, much like my dear friend Liam Sheff in his book, Official Stories. The official stories are there to protect the officials. No
That's
more.
Right.
No more do we participate in that. And Dr. Nick, you're going to be presenting, thankfully, this weekend, coming up on Natural News Radio with the free online healing seminar summit. And maybe you could reveal a little bit about the things that you'll be talking about for people, because I know it's going to be very exciting that they'll get to hear you.
Yeah, well, Mike Adams insisted that this had to be positive and upbeat, and I think that's a great idea. So what I decided to do, which I've really never done, you know, I've been lecturing for 25 years all over the world, from Singapore to Israel. And what I have never done is just present a bunch of cases. And I've been doing this long enough that I have patients that have been with me 20 years. So that's what I'm going to do. One of the first patients I'm presenting is a woman with breast cancer, diagnosed initially in 1986. They did a lumpectomy, took it out. And then 1989, it recurred in her breast and her lymph nodes in her armpit. They took that out. And then they did scans. She had bony metastases, liver metastases. Biopsy of liver showed that it was metastatic breast cancer into the bone. Did chemo, got so sick, stopped it, went to Stanford. They said this is terminal. Was on morphine around the clock. Came to see me 1990, one of my first patients. I don't even know how she found me. Did the program. Did it well for a year, went off the program, got a little careless, ended up with two brain metastases, had a seizure. They wanted to do radiation. She said, I want to go back on your program. I was careless. I thought I was cured. Went on the program. And within 8 months, the brain metastases were gone, liver metastases gone, bony metastases gone. 22 years later, she's alive and well. Absolutely. I know of no patient with stage 4 breast cancer with a liver metastases were biopsy proven, confirmed at Stanford, who's alive 22 years later in good health, living a wonderful life. So those are the kind of cases I'm going to be presenting. Uplifting cases, cases with obvious terminal disease, appropriately diagnosed at major academic institutions, who beat the disease and have led a normal life. And I think it's just so wonderful that people who've been told they're going to die can have a second chance. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to give people a second chance. And that's, you know, glory to God for allowing us to do this. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things I'm going to be presenting. Totally upbeat, one case after another. I had an hour. I took up an hour and 8 seconds, so I ran a little bit long. But there's going to be a presentation of some of our extraordinary case reports.
We're going to have to talk to Mike Adams to make sure they'll allow that extra 8 seconds for you.
he said an hour on the dot. Well, I went an hour and 8 seconds. My wife was my tech support yesterday as I was taping this on our computer. And she said, you're running long. So we got it. She wrote a note. We were running long. But we got it in. But the cases, you know, I read this as a physician trained in, you know, the highest echelons of academic medicine. I know what these cases mean. Yes. I was trained by the best. These are really unusual cases. And I'm trying to credit myself. I credit the patients because it was their attitude and their stick-to-itiveness and their refusal to give up in the face of really catastrophic illness that helped get them well. I was just kind of the mediator, the technician. They really deserve the credit. But this will show that cancer, even the worst cancer, even in the worst situation with the worst scenario, these patients can still get well. They can still get well. There's always hope. Hope is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and it's ironic with this idea or concept of false hope, as you mentioned the book about that.
False hope is when you present fraudulent therapies when they know it's fraudulent, and that will refer to academic medicine, and I agree with that.
Right.
But hope, when it comes out of the patient itself, is always beneficial. The difference between a patient who does well and who doesn't do well often is hope and faith. Patient who has hope and has faith in their ability to get well usually does. Patients that are frightened, scared, nervous, don't think they can get well. The conventional doctor said, I'm not going to go well. They buy into that. It's like voodoo. You buy into that, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
The patients that we treat, the patients that have gotten well, don't buy into the voodoo of conventional medicine that there is no hope and they're going to die. Hope has to come from yourself. Yeah, and the false hope we talked about with the bone marrow transplant, that was false hope being promoted by dishonest oncologists. Yeah. That's a different situation. They were duping women into believing that this was true. We're not duping anybody. We present the therapy. Patients are getting well.
Yes. Dr. Nick Gonzalez, amazing stuff. And it has been for many years that you've been doing this. You've stood like one man alone almost. But so many more people have come to embrace you, thank God. And, of course, we're able to reveal through the new media these stories, these realities, and your books now, so that it becomes more difficult all the time to kind of sweep that stuff under the rug and to say, yes, you're a nice guy, but he's a little off his rocker believing that natural cures for cancer exist. I mean, the fact is, the people that are off their rocker are denying this, and more people are coming to realize it. And that's what's exciting about us getting together like this on an ongoing basis, because it is changing, not only right here in the U.S., but around the world are getting this message.
I think it's great. Yeah, in the old days, they controlled the media as well, and now they don't, to their dismay.
Very good point. And that's what the natural news cycle out there, if we talk about it, revealing these stories in such a way that would never before be allowed to be revealed unless it was at the same moment marginalized and fringed. And at this point, we have the opportunity to marginalize and fringe that which should have been from the beginning, this idea that corrupt science is legitimate science.
Yeah, I've been following alternative approaches even in my journalism days. Before I went to medical school, as you know, I was a journalist. Back, I first started reading prevention in 1975. That's 28 years ago. And 38 years ago, I'm trying to keep myself younger. I have never seen a site as wonderful as Mike Adams Natural News, where every day you can get the latest, both positive about the benefits of nutrition and, you know, the negative things about how, you know, the raw some foods raid and how, you know, SWAT teams arresting people because they're selling raw milk to customers, that kind of thing. There was no place before to get that kind of information. And they were, and the establishment authorities were getting away with it, and they're not getting away with it anymore because of sites like Natural News. And this conference this weekend, I would advise everyone out there to listen to this. There are going to be some great speakers. It's going to be run continually through the 3 days. It's going to repeat the cycle. And I think it's like 10 people already, 10 doctors have already signed on. And it's going to be a wonderful experience. And you don't have to pay anything. You do it over your internet. It's going to be a great experience. And, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into choosing our cases to present because from our perspective, we wanted this to be really an uplifting experience.
Yes.
After all the negative experiences people had with the Alive thing,
yeah,
which is, you know, gone now. But this will be a wonderful experience. And I think for everybody, and everybody should listen to it.
Well, Dr. Nick, I can't wait to hear your hour and 8 seconds, and I'll be there.
8 hours and an hour and 8 seconds.
I will be there for all of it. Of course, I will also be presenting on some uplifting healing, including homeopathy and some things that I've learned over the years. Again, it's a commercial-free. Everybody's going after this in a really powerful and positive way. This is the stuff that's changing the world in a great way, not in a naive, airy-fairy, new-agey way, but in a very practical way. These things you hear, you will be changed for the better. The book, What Went Wrong? The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer, by Dr. Nick Gonzalez. And of course, we have the link directly to the book, wherever you want to get it. Also, the link to Dr. Nick's website at dr-gonzalez.com. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Nick, it's always too long, even a minute later when we have you off. We can't wait to get you back on again.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And you can get the book www.dr-gonzalez.com or on Amazon, or the published through the publisher New Spring Press. You can Google that and find it.
Yep, links are all up there. Dr. Nick, always a blast to be with you, and he definitely reinforces the principles here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are they? They primarily boil down to this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters
family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to talk about some spiritual healing, body, mind, spirit stuff. Karen Steen Finch joined me, as well as Marjorie Cole from the Health Freedom Expo. You thought the gift of the Health Freedom Expo couldn't keep on giving? Super Don, we've been holding on to this interview that I did there, and now is the perfect time. In fact, we're going to have Julie Whitman Klein on as well this hour. I want to talk about, kind of recap the Health Freedom Expo, and we got a question on natural nutritional education, so that'll be cool. So we'll elevate the discussion just a little bit, although it's hard to do so after you had Nick Gonzalez on in hour one as we did, but we're going to do our level best. I think, though, we got to talk. Hey, Super Don, by the way, are you awake? Good morning. We haven't heard.
No, what? Huh?
I know.
Wait, yes.
You've just been diligently pushing the buttons back there and been so quiet. Just want to make sure you're still there.
I am still here. Yes, sir.
It's one of those nights where you don't get much sleep. I understand. I've been there.
Life happens.
Yes, life does happen. So what do I want to talk about? I think, vaccines in the news. Of course, John Rappaport and I did our famous now, or infamous, depending on your perspective, vaccines armed and dangerous, still available. All the things they don't want you to hear, you can click the link at robertscottbell.com. But Jeffrey Ofterheide, great guy from VacTruth, he wrote a nice piece on the history of the polio situation and the polio vaccination, and linked it to something we've talked about here. And it's up on Natural News, and I've got it linked at robertscottbell.com. So those of you who still have family members or friends that tell you, yeah, I know the vaccines are dangerous, but what about polio? Everybody's going to die. We're going to be paralyzed by polio.
They always like to throw that out there as an example, don't they?
Right. And you know, when you put those little memes up there, like the old Godzillas that say, hey, if vaccines are so awesome, why are you worried about us, right? If we don't vaccinate our kids, you should be fine. And then they always go, well, herd immunity. And yes, everybody's going to get polio. And of course, realizing that whatever the polio was or is, significantly less than, actually were paralyzed by whatever it was. And we are here to argue and have done so, as has Liam Sheff and the presentations we've done together and he's done on his own, that there is not even one virus that we've dealt with a toxicological assault. And this has been true throughout history. You know, that is why we bring up Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard and the Law of the Terrain. So in this article, which references Jeffrey's work here, showing that polio was actually caused by, guess what? Pesticide exposure. That's right.
No.
Yep. DDT. And of course, you talk about a toxicological soup and neurological damage. You talk about mercury. You talk about so many of these things. And it seems to be at this point, Don, we've been covering it for so many years, almost common sense that you just kind of look absurdly with, what was that show? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? I don't know. Was that?
Yeah. I never watched it.
I never watched it.
What the show was, yeah.
But yeah, no, you look at it with a queer eye. Now, queer didn't used to mean gay. It used to mean like you just look at something funny. Remember those days?
Right? Absolutely.
When gay meant happy.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. But you look at this and you go, wow, how were we ever so duped? And we all were, I believe. I mean, certainly I grew up believing that, yes, the polio vaccine eradicated polio. But the reality is that polio was on its way out because of the reduction in the use of these pesticides, as well as the fact that I think with Chris Barr years ago, we covered this as well, the increased consumption of candies and soft drinks and ice creams in the summer, the let's see, what else was happening then? The chlorines in the pool, all of these chemical assaults contributed. There was one case in North Carolina, which we covered, where a local health department guy said, stop it, I see a link here, no more of the sweet ice creams in the summer. And they cut down on the consumption so significantly that polio was gone the next summer. There was no paralytic events. And when the sugar lobby, the Coca-Cola lobby, etc., argued that that's a restraint of trade or whatever it is, or said it was so absurd to link the dietary consumption of refined sugars to any disease whatsoever, they lifted the ban. And, of course, the polio paralytic events as well went right back up to where it was prior to that. Now, this should tell us that it's not just one thing, but it's everything. It's all of the toxicological assaults, because some will say it's only DDT, and I will argue that is a huge part of this, but it's more than that. It's a little bit of everything or a lot of everything that creates these toxicological events that create paralysis within the body of a human or much less an animal. You know, we've talked about the way that they produce the vaccine itself by taking out, you know, basically fecal matter and mixing it in with brain tissue and then injecting it into monkeys. And he's like, what monkey would not get paralyzed by that? And from that, they say, oh, we found the polio virus. And I think one of the things we've got to do is eliminate this idea that viruses actually cause disease. Instead of being the result of diseased cells, cells that are in distress, cells that are trying to survive. Now, there's another story you sent me, Super Don, about the genetically manufactured, you know, let's say adaptation. How would they say the strain of the flu virus or avian flu that could now suddenly be easily transmitted person to person?
Oh, yeah. They've Remember been that? Trying so hard for so long to try and say, see, we told you so. We told you so. And The bird, I mean, come on, the bird flu, that's almost old. You know, it's like, the bird flu wasn't cool and it didn't work, so they had to come up with the swine flu. And, you know, they keep coming out with all these different Old MacDonald had a farm flus. And they've been trying so hard to try and scare people into, that the flu is going to cause a pandemic and everybody's going to die, that they've been in labs, and we've covered this, trying to do whatever they can to make this flu something dangerous. Well, apparently, they finally figured out a way to engineer the avian flu virus so that it can be transmitted via airborne means between ferrets. So it's not people, it's between ferrets. But it's enough that they can now say, see, we told you so. The flu virus can mutate and it can be transmitted by air. It can be airborne. So now we all need to be afraid. And of course, what is it we need to do now? We need to figure out how to reinvent or resurrect the avian flu vaccine.
Yeah, by the way, Super Don, thank you for sending that story. That was one of the more interesting ones of many, because we actually predicted this. I remember when the controversy was about how the CDC was literally experimenting to cause this genetically engineered form of an avian flu. We've got to find out if it can easily be transmissible from human to human. Now, it was obvious that it wasn't. It wasn't happening. So they had to go out and create it to say, aha, see? And nature never did this. And we said this is what was going to happen. They were literally trying to create the pandemic so that they can rush in with the vaccine that would not prevent it, but would be believed to be preventing it. That's all that is needed today. Not proof, not evidence, not science, but the simple act of believing that something will prevent it, much less believing that something will cause it. That is the whole basis for HIV causing AIDS. It's a psychological disease. It's an implant into your brain and consciousness that the simple act of doing something that has been done for ever since there have been humans and mammals on the planet is somehow now deadly at an unpredictable time in the future based on a retrovirus that can never be identified or tested for. And yet the belief was more powerful than the actual virus, because they couldn't get a virus to do what they claim, for instance, HIV does, much less the avian flu does or doesn't do. So this is the psychological operation. This is the death stick of the so-called voodoo priestess Priestesses? What do you say?
Priestesses.
You know, this is the reality that you don't need stuff that's measured and scientifically validated. All you need to do is plant a visual in the brain. It's kind of like, what was that movie with, was it Leonardo DiCaprio recently? Where it was, they go into the dreams of people and plant ideas.
It was actually a very good movie called Inception.
Inception, yeah. That's what we're talking about here. That all of these so-called viral diseases are basically incepted, if you will, via the visual that we actually know what causes it. And one day we'll look back and see that the viral cause of disease has always been bogus. Now, does that mean we don't want to stop, let's say, this viral replication? Maybe not necessarily, and that's what we can do safely, like with the use of silver hydrosol, etc. But the reality is we don't need to destroy and kill the immune system in the means to do this, kind of like the Tamiflu scenario, which created all kinds of delusional observations or whatever happening in the children that were taking it. Yet we realize that the cell itself, when it loses integrity, when it's in distress, when it's toxic, when it's nutritionally deficient, it starts shedding DNA or RNA. These are called viruses, and they don't cause disease. They're literally survival mechanisms that are not understood, because we must have a viral cause of disease, because if we don't, then the entire vaccine industrial complex comes tumbling to the ground like Humpty Dumpty and will never be put back together again.
Yes, and coincidentally, when we were looking at this story about the dangerous genetic, you know, engineered avian flu, guess who was waiting in the wings, drooling for this result to come out so that he could jump in to save the day? It's somebody we haven't talked about in a little while, but it's somebody you're very familiar with. You want to take a guess who it is?
Julie Gerberdink.
No, it's Anthony Fauci.
Fauci, of course. No, I was teasing on Gerberdink because you would have said, well, no, that's a woman. I was like, no, I'm not sure that's a woman. I don't know if
Gerberdink,
it's or it. But yeah, Fauci, of course, has been, you know, the criminal mastermind to some degree of the whole HIV-AIDS program at the NIH, what is it, the Office of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
Yeah, Fauci, man, not a good guy, not a guy you want to hang out with, in my humble opinion.
He's working with Novartis Vaccines and Diagnostics on this new technology that is going to allow them to be able to roll out vaccines even faster than before. And basically what they're doing is they're taking, and this is kind of scientific eggheady, but they're taking short strands of genetic code from commercial DNA synthesis companies and stitching them together so that they can quickly and correctly synthesize a copy of the virus called a virus seed, which is going to allow them to be able to duplicate and create vaccines even faster than they were before. This is all in response to the bird flu
mutation that they genetically created. That they mutated, exactly. So this is what we're dealing with. I think we're going to have to level up here. We got to do some spiritual healing coming up next. Karen Steen Finch joined me at the Health Freedom Expo along with Marjorie Cole. And we've got a great interview there. We're going to hear from Julie Whitman Klein from the Health Freedom Expo and Trinity Natural Health. That's going to be awesome. And then we'll be back to wrap up today's show with who knows what. Stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues to rock the health world thanks to you. Come to robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. Back after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should overdeliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
How much more healing can we get from the Health Freedom Expo, where we're squeezing it all out? And to do that right now, we got Karen Steen-Finch and we've got Marjorie here. And you guys are from where? Where are we going to introduce my Robert Scott Bell Show audience to you guys?
I'm from Montana.
Montana.
Bozeman, Montana.
Well, my good friends from Chantrician are also from Montana. Good
Fun.
People.
Yes. Yeah, so. Actually, we live on the same road.
Do you really? How cool is that?
We found that out at this expo.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we want to talk about physical, spiritual, emotional root or root causes, depending on where you're from,
yeah,
for ailments, illness, disease, etc. So what sparked you in this realm?
Well, where we start is that every emotion affects the organ, the organs of the body. And, of course, organs can affect emotions. It works both ways, and this comes from the medicine of the Chinese that's 6,000 years old. So it's old age medicine, and we're just catching on in this modern society. You know, our medicine here is only 200 years old, just coming up to 200 years, and we have cultures that have documented medicine from 6,000 years, and so we can benefit from both. But something that we don't think about on a daily basis is how much our emotions affect the organs of the body. And we're going to talk about that today and where Marjorie comes into
yes.
this, being from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the spiritual root causes.
Okay.
Because we need to get to the roots if we're going to have mm-hmm. true healing.
Right. And roots, is, of course, is a different way of saying it. Like we were joking before
roots
we got on the air.
Roots,
and we're talking about the same thing, the basis, the starting point, the origination point for illness, ailment. Sometimes we can point to a physiological toxin.
Yes.
And that's real. But
yes.
we often overlook some spiritual issues in our lives
exactly.
and emotional issues.
Exactly, because we live in a spiritual world. And we're physical beings in a spiritual world. And so we have to take into account the fact that we are affected by that spiritual world. And so one of the things that Karen and I do together is look for the root causes, the lies, the things that, not just the obvious toxins, but what is causing a person to feel angry in the first place, or what is causing the person to experience that emotion. And a lot of times, it's so obvious that we're spiritual that we overlook that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And where that comes in with the body is that we all have spirits,
yes.
and those are eternal, and then we're given this vehicle, which is our body.
Do we have spirits, or are we spirits? Do we possess that?
I mean, I always ask. I say We are a spirit that is carried around in a body.
Yes.
And we have a soul that is our navigating software.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, some people would say, because you had said we are physical beings in a spiritual world, and then you also hear we're spiritual beings in a physical world. Is it a dichotomy? Can they coexist, that concept?
They do coexist, actually, because if you think about it, our being is made up of body, soul, and spirit. And we are the focal point. We're the link.
Mm-hmm.
We, human beings, are the link between the spirit world and the physical world because we carry body, soul, and spirit. And so our hypothalamus, which is as physical, actually is the interpretive center that brings something like a vision or an idea into a material concept. For example, I may have an idea that I want to invent a pen.
Okay.
It's in my mind. I see it, but it's not physical. It's not tangible. All of a sudden, my hypothalamus is giving information to
right.
my body to go to the computer to take a pen to draw something to create, bring that concept into reality.
Manifest something.
Yeah. Exactly. Correct.
All right, so why the hypothalamus of all things? We hear a lot of physical explanations for things. This seems a little esoteric for some.
Well, it's in the center of the brain, and it is the place that interprets. I see it as the thing that interprets whether it's dangerous. Something is dangerous coming through our stimuli,
right?
Coming through our eyes, ears, senses, and it interprets that to the body. So it sets up the
sure.
whole body in motion with the through the chemical systems, the electrical systems, to give the body the information to either prepare for fight and flight, which brings in the emotions
and the adrenals.
Exactly, and so every organ of the body is then called into doing something because of the situation. You know, your heart beats faster.
Right.
Your eyes dilate. And so that, if you're under constant stress all the time, and your hypothalamus is always sending that message of danger, 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 and your body never goes back to a homeostasis, it is going to affect your organs.
Mm. And that can start with the adrenals, Margie, which is
right.
the fight, flight, or fright gland.
Absolutely.
And most Americans have very stressed, if not exhausted,
sure.
adrenals.
Adrenal burnout, thyroid burnout. We talk about the homeopathic things that I do to help recover. We talk
right.
about adaptogenic herbs as well, mm-hmm. other forms of energy, detoxification.
Exactly. But if you don't get to the root of the fear,
okay.
you'll just keep
right.
keep antidoting, keep building it nutritionally,
medicating.
Keep less
right.
cleansing or medicating. Yeah. And so we go two steps forward and a step back, and we get frustrated. Why don't we really live in total health and wellness? So one of the emotions that we talk of right away is anger, because anger is stored in the liver. And if that's not expressed, then it becomes depression, panic, anxiety attacks, insomnia, a lot of things that people are dealing with these days. And that can be our environmental toxins, which infect our environment within our body. So the true health comes when we can actually work on the spiritual healing. That's the true healing. Then everything else is a tool or a gift. Homeopathic, herbs, nutrition, all these modalities that can help us.
Yeah.
But that where we can really enjoy life and live in freedom, because that's what this whole expo is about.
Sure. Well, I was going to ask Karen and Margie, how is it that you're interacting with people? Because, you know, you have short time. People are coming by mm-hmm. booths and stuff. I mean, you're going into some high-level stuff. It's not like, here, take this, try this, take this, right? It's
exactly.
different. Sounds like what you're doing is a little more challenging.
Well, exactly, and it is. And I spent my whole morning in the last 3 days just doing that with people. But going back to this anger thing, spiritually, the root of anger in every human being is a sense of injustice. So if you are angry, the key is to question, ask yourself, what is making me mad? What's not fair? Because when
sure.
we get mad, there's two things you say. You say, I'm mad, and that's not fair. Or you say, that's not fair, I'm mad. Because your whole sense of
justice,
safety
yeah.
is based on justice. And
yeah.
if there's not, if you know, if they get to punch out your eye and they get to keep their own eye,
yeah.
you're going to, that energy that's exerted to create a rebalance is going to affect your organs and your body.
You guys have nailed something so very fundamental, honestly. And we talk about that. You can watch your kid. You guys have kids? You have
yes.
kids?
Yes.
Yeah, I do as
grandkids
well.
Grandkids as well.
And the thing that they're having to learn about is that injustice happens, or it appears to happen.
And then how
right?
are you going to handle it?
Yeah, exactly.
If your liver's toxic and you're on toxic medications, which most medications are.
You're hypoglycemic as well. Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah.
then your liver, which is your oil filter, is having to filter these chemicals and toxins. And our livers were designed, Margie and Robert, to handle five times more than it should ever have to handle. But Americans' livers are saturated.
With 100 times more, 1,000 times more.
Maybe, yeah. yes, maybe. Yeah. But you know what? That liver, how it cleans itself, because it's not an oil filter you take out of the car. It back flushes
right.
between 1 and 5 in the afternoon and 1 and 5 in the early morning hours. So that's when we're having this great morning. We're getting things done. We have lunch. Boom. We yeah. drop. We get sleepy. Not only that, we get depressed. Mm. Things that were bright and blue in the morning, the sky, now it's dark and gray. What happens in the middle of the night? You can go to sleep, but boom, you wake up after midnight. You start panicking. Thoughts go through your mind, negative, angry, all of that. So what is happening there? It's affecting the liver. Let's talk about bitterness, Marjorie, with the gallbladder.
Okay.
Bitterness really affects the gallbladder. Unforgiveness, resentment. What would that be in the spiritual realm?
Well, going back to what you said about your children and how to answer that, every child, by the time they're 2 or 3 years old, seems to know what's fair and what's not fair. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever taught them. Nobody ever sat them down and says, this cookie is bigger than this cookie. And so going back to unforgiveness, that goes back to the sense of justice. If you feel like you've been robbed or ripped off and you don't get that justice, mm-hmm. the next reaction is to stay mad. And to stay mad, that's back, you know, anger is an expression of, you know, trying to get back that justice. But when you can't get justice, mm-hmm. You don't know who to be mad at. Or maybe it's a parent, or maybe it's God you're mad at. So what do you do with that anger? Or maybe it's not safe to get mad at somebody. You swallow it, mm-hmm. and that becomes bitterness. And I believe that's how the gallstones, gallbladder,
bitterness
in the body.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just hard to swallow. Sometimes when yep. you're having thyroid issues, Margie, you know, you can't even swallow water. You choke on it. That's when life is hard to swallow. How about the pancreas? When we start having blood sugar issues such as diabetes, hypoglycemia, and we crave sweets, do you ever do that, Robert?
Yeah, crave sweets. Well, no. I had in my history because I grew up on four food groups, Coca-Colas, right?
Oh,
soft drink,
wow.
sugar. So cravings were a normal part,
yes,
right?
Until I switched
the diet and everything. Now it's like, yeah, I got balanced. I could see a big old chocolate cake that looks yummy. It's like, I'm not even... Not really interested. No,
you're
not
free.
At all.
Yeah. You're free. That's what addictions are. Mm-hmm. When we can get to the need as we are, we call it connecting the dots, Robert, mm-hmm. because we're connecting the dots of the spiritual, physical, and emotional, which affects the mental, social, and financial, all these aspects of our life. Then we can, when we fill that need, such as giving the body minerals, the sugar craving goes away. If we give it the right calcium and magnesium, the chocolate craving goes away. So every craving, mm-hmm. we crave salt. The adrenals are stressed. So we crave ice. We're anemic. So there's these signs that the body's giving us, and the Chinese know that so well. All these different signs, if we can read the signs, we look at the face, and we get to know ourselves. When we fill that need, or that need is filled, those cravings and addictions go away. But the thing with the pancreas is when we're craving sweets is we've lost the sweetness in life. Mm-hmm. We want
right.
that sweetness back.
Right. The joy is gone, and exactly. But if you can give your body the minerals, but really you have to get to the root of the emptiness. Why am I feeling empty? Why am I trying to escape? A lot of times we are eating to escape, or we're not satisfied. And like you said, I believe that joy is missing. And joy has a lot to do with, I believe, you know, we use the sugars to feel good, to feel that spark of energy.
Can we be joyful in the midst of suffering?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Absolutely.
Simultaneously, I've experienced.
Well, because joy and happiness are not quite the same thing, first of all. Happiness has to do with happenings. Joy has to do with an inner sense of everything's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay, and this anxiety, the situation is for a reason. And basically, I look at it this way, God is in control. So I don't have to solve every problem that comes into my world because they're not my problems. They're His problem, and I'm just there, and that really takes the pressure off.
Let me ask, here at the Health Freedom Expo, it's a pretty open crowd, really
yes.
nice people here overall. Mm-hmm. How have you been received? How are they receiving this message?
We've been so busy, Robert. We have 7, 8 people working with us in our booth. We're testing for the body's top nutrients. Marjorie's working on the spiritual side with the counseling. They're waiting. They're having to come back because people are really looking for
it
answers.
Is, yeah.
And with truth.
Yeah.
It is the truth. They're hungry. And, of course, they'll kind of quiz you on who are you and what are you trying to sell. And I seem to be kind of a new addition to the
team.
To the team, yeah. And so, but, you know, once they start to talk and we get to the roots, they're sold on it because they say, wow, yeah, that... I just had a gal come by not long ago. She's my problem is clutter. What's the lie behind clutter?
It's emotionally cluttered, and it makes it hard to make decisions, so your physical life gets cluttered.
Yeah.
And so what we work with a lot, too, Robert, is the flower essences, because the vibrations of the flowers can begin to change those emotions. And one is the heart. We can have the hardened heart that's really there to protect us because we've been hurt, the hardening of the arteries. We can have that broken heart because of that love that's been lost or that grieving. And sometimes, Robert, we don't let ourselves feel these things. And you asked about feeling joy and feeling, what was the other word that you used with joy, sadness?
Well, happiness,
sorrow,
sadness, or but suffering.
You suffering.
Know, the simultaneous suffering.
Suffering. Yes.
Right.
So when I truly learned this, because I've been in the health field all of my life, I've only had a couple side jobs, but since I was 9 years old, this is my field. I just learned in the last through years with working with Marjorie that the true healing is at the spiritual level. And so when I was going through that time of that spiritual is that I could feel that simultaneously, the joy and the sorrow at the same time. And that's the important thing, Robert, is allowing ourselves to feel.
Now let me ask this final question. We're here at the Health Freedom Expo together, and we can interact like this. But what about all the people around the world listening to this message? How can they access this information or anything else that they need from it? Where can we tell them to go? What can they do?
Give them their website.
Our website is www.liferecovery.com. And we have also links to even Karen's website, various other things, and liferecovery.com. We're a counseling service out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've been doing that for many, many years, and writing books and teaching, and it's wonderful. Love
it. Well, it's clear you're doing some wonderful work.
Yes, and can I give one website?
Please, go ahead.
www.mynsp.com/love, L-O-V-E, the number 4 herbs, and you can type in flower essences, and then you can begin to look at you and your emotions, and you can contact us through our phone numbers, our emails. We are here to help you. That
Beautiful.
Is why we're doing this.
I can sense that. It's not even subtle. You guys are there. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping by. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Yes.
All right. Karen Steen Finch and Marjorie.
Yes.
Right? I don't have your last name. Is that okay?
Coles.
Marjorie Coles.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We got you completed. We're plugging in. Check out the website. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Even after it's over, I want it to start again. What am I talking about? The Health Freedom Expo. You know, the two highlights of shows that we do out there in the world every year among many. My favorite because of all the wonderful things that happen there that marry the concept of not only freedom to heal and healing itself, but all of them tied together on so many levels, political, economic, and of course, physiological health and more. And I thought we should wrap up this year because there's going to be more, but I needed to talk to Julie Klein, who has followed in the tradition of her father, Wendell Whitman, who did such tremendous work over the year in putting this out there. And she's doing her dad proud because it continues to grow and bring great people together. And we just had so many uplifting things occur, a lot of smiles, a lot of laughter as well, and intensity too. But I would expect all of that at the Health Freedom Expo. We're joined right now by Julie Whitman Klein. Julie, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, blast to have you on board. Blast to be with you, of course, at the Expo. Big, big work to put it on, and yet you're alive, you're breathing, you're fine after all the work you did.
Yes, it's a very rewarding job that I have that I'm honored to have the ability to put on and allow attendees to come and learn and get answers to questions and hopefully go away with some hope and knowledge to share to others.
Yeah, any highlights for you this year? Did people, you know, write in immediate feedbacks, or do you review like things that people write in about their experience there that you can share?
I think just overall, people were just very pleased with the expo, different exhibitors this year. We always try to have a variety of speakers that have knowledge to share and a passion. And we were very pleased with the positive feedback we've received.
Okay. And at this point, we're looking at, again, Long Beach and, again, Chicago next year. Any changes we should look forward to?
No. Long Beach will be March 1, 2, and 3. And then we'll be back in Schaumburg, Illinois in June for our ninth year of the Health Freedom Expos.
Great. Well, the facilities have been great, and enjoy always getting together for them. I can't wait for the next one already. But here we are. We're in the midst of it. Just wanted to review a bit of – we've talked about some of the cool highlights. One of the highlights for me, and my audience knows about it, Julie, I don't know if we got to talk about it, but we had a family from Detroit, drove all the way from Detroit, husband, wife, and three kids, 12, 10, and 7 years old. They gave the kids the option to go to Disney or come to the Health Freedom Expo and see the Robert Scott Bell Show. And the kids chose Health Freedom.
That's an honor and a compliment to you.
Well, both all of it, you know, the things that we've been able to do together, because the passion and integrity is there. You've been at this for so many years. It's not just like you came out of thin air suddenly and said, let's see what we can do. No, this is building upon many, many years of your father's work. He's laid the groundwork for this, and I'm just so pleased that you have continued with your family to do these good works.
Well, thank you. I was amazed how many states were represented at the expo and how many people have marked their calendar for next year and make it an annual event to come.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I've got an email question that's posted on my website, and I thought we could do a little Q&A here because this is sort of related to also what you do, because it's not just the Health Freedom Expo. You've got lots of work throughout the year. Maybe a lot of people are not familiar with it, but if you don't mind, I'm going to read this email, and let's see if we can help them out here. This is from an Aaron Carbonell. He says, "Hey, Robert, love your show. I was looking into becoming a nutritionist, but I don't want to do it if it means I got to take on a huge student loan. Besides listening to you and all you guys on Natural News Radio, is there a really cheap or effective, really efficient way to become a good nutritionist? Or maybe you can suggest some other path I can take that can be just as rewarding in helping and educating others in real health and wellness. I already do my best in leading by example by eating right and exercising and following most of the recommendations and information I hear from you guys. Also following health information I get from other health experts I trust. I'm in great shape, and I've never been sick since I've been following the information I get. So naturally, it's made me more motivated to spread this information to all my friends and family. And because of that, I've had a bunch of people suggest I look into becoming a nutritionist. So I thought I'd ask one of my most trusted sources about that. So any and all information and suggestions about that would be greatly appreciated. Thanks." So, Aaron, this is the time. We're going to ask Julie to help us out in this because, you know, one of the issues we have out there with traditional schooling and education, it puts people darn near into bankruptcy to go through it. What options do you know of out there?
Well, Aaron, I would recommend that you check out trinityschool.org. You can also call them at 1-800-428-0408. Trinity School is a distance learning correspondence-based school that I would highly recommend. There are various programs that might interest you. Possibly a certificate in nutritional counseling or a master herbalist degree might be the way to go. I think you'll find the people that work at Trinity very friendly, very supportive, and knowledgeable. And it's very affordable. There are payment plans available as well as multiple discounts.
So this is something that people can do at home learning at their own pace. And, you know, it's not like they have to go into massive amounts of debt to achieve the learning.
Correct. Yes. They work at their own pace, in their own homes, and we're there to support them along the way.
What kind of – have there been a lot of people going into natural health? I mean, is it – we're talking hundreds here or thousands of people over the years. Do you have a kind of numbers?
Thousands are taking responsibility for themselves, their friends and family, and want to learn and see results and have the information to share with others.
Listen, I know the answer to this question, but I still have to ask it. You know, this is when we talk about nutritional training and learning, like Aaron says, I've got a lot of information, but I want to get a little bit formal in it. We're not talking about teaching people dietetics, because this is a problem when you see the multinational drug companies, drug industry, as well as sugar refineries and artificial sweetener companies that actually promote dietetics and don't give good information like we would in the nutritional field. I would see from, for instance, from Trinity, it would be quite different, would it not?
Correct. You're going to learn the basics and learn and build from there. Vitamins, minerals, herbs, body systems. We also have a sister company called Certified Natural Health Professionals. They are two-day seminars. They are held throughout the United States. An instructor flies in and teaches various health modalities mm-hmm. for you to learn, and you also get to network and meet other people in your area. And that's also another source of education we offer.
Yeah, but it's not conflicted. It's not like you're funded by Big Pharma or Nestle Corporation or anything like that.
You are correct. No, we are not funded by any pharmaceutical. No.
The reason I ask is because people are shocked when they learn about dietetics and how corrupt it's become because of the industry that has supported the so-called training or indoctrination to something less than real nutritional information like we deliver here.
I agree. It's very sad.
So was this also part of your dad's mission, in addition to the Health Freedom Expos, to bring out an education forum or system that would allow people to, let's say, become empowered with this and help others?
Correct, yes. And he wanted to focus on the body, mind, and spirit mm-hmm. and create a way for people to learn. If he couldn't come to them, he wanted them to be able to come and learn.
Excellent. Well, that's a good option, Aaron. And it's not to say that you can't already help people, because we've talked about the blogger, we call it the diabetes warrior, the blogger who was attacked by the dietetics board in North Carolina simply because he began to eat different, more primal, more paleo, and got rid of his diabetes. And he simply shared that information. And these monopoly boards of dietetics went after him to say, you can't do that. We're all about freedom here. But if you want some more formal training that is not corrupted like the dietetic training is, in my opinion, then the Trinity School is a nice option for you, and that's something available all year round, not just when we're at getting together at the Health Freedom Expo to learn about it.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Feel free to reach out to us. We're here to help and want to share in the knowledge that we have and have others do the same.
Cool. Well, Julie Whitman-Klein, you're an absolute sweetheart. You know we love you and appreciate you so much, your whole family and the whole gang that makes the Health Freedom Expos possible. Also, trinityschool.org. I've got the links up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can also reach them at 800-428-0408, 800-428-0408. They really are as nice as Julie is. Give them a call. Say hello from me. You can learn about the CNHP program as well. Julie, I can't wait to see you at the next event.
Neither can I, Robert. Thank you so much for your support and what all you do to make it possible.
Well, I'm grateful for your friendship and your support as well in getting the word out there. We got lots more to do, and we'll continue to do it.
So, Aaron, in response to your question, that's one of the answers anyway, one of the options. I've encouraged people to do their own homework on all of these things, and I like the Trinity School because the people behind it have integrity, like Julie and her family. And it's making it reasonable for those of you who want to get more formalized education in the realm or a jump start or accelerate that education beyond what we have the opportunity to share a couple hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is I'm de-educating. Unindoctrinating people from all that I grew up learning and had to undo in my own life to get well, to get healthy. So when there are genuine organizations or genuine, let's say, educational institutions that are doing good work, yeah, I'll mention them as well. But I'm not here to limit you to that, but I like that option. I do like that option. I do like what Steve Cooksey is doing there in North Carolina, where he just says, listen, I've got no formal training whatsoever, but here's my experience. I want to share it with you. And the transformation of the economy, the transformation of our values, it's transforming from a system of degrees into experience. Who's got the experience to help me? I don't care whether you have a degree or not, as long as you don't lie to me about it. I mean, as we've learned, there are people all too willing to do so and do so efficiently. Lie, I mean, as was with the Alive fiasco. And by the way, there is an Alive group, an Alive expo that happens in Atlanta and Seattle every year. My friend Patricia runs that. And just in case anybody, no one said this yet, but I need to bring this up. In case anybody thinks there's anything to do with one with the other, no, they're completely separate entities. So if you ever hear of the Alive Expo in Atlanta or the Alive Expo in Seattle, those are legitimate functions that have been going on for many years, not like the thing that happened and collapsed in New York. So that's just another aside. But as we learn, as I said, many people are willing to just smoke you if you're willing to be smoked. And it's like I said, it's one time, fool me once, right? Two times, it's like, forget it. No, not happening again. So there are some options. If you have some options out there you want to let me know about where you've gone to get your nutritional education to help others, I'd be happy to hear about it. In fact, you can call us in right now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or do like Aaron did, just post your question or comment at robertscottbell.com. It's as simple as that. So thank you for being here. We got one more segment to go today, and it's going to be a barn burner. Stand by. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com, cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day, a little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, GetTheTea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, GetTheTea.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Tomorrow's National HIV Testing Day. So for all of those people who want to participate in the fraud, we're going to, talk
HIV
about
testing
it.
Has its own holiday?
It does. And of course, John Rappaport.
Can I have the day off?
What, you want the day off for that? Only if you're going to hold up a sign to say, don't get tested, it's a fraud. I'll give you the day off. Right. We have John Rappaport coming back. We'll talk about that and lots more. And, of course, in fact, John Rappaport's also going to participate in the Healing Summit, the free Healing Online Summit for Natural News Radio starting Friday after the show. Very cool.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we got that. Also, did you realize that your kids' math scores may depend upon when you give little Johnny or little Susie ADHD drugs? Can you imagine? This is an amazing story. Delaying ADHD meds could hurt kids' math scores. I'm thinking, what about the ADHD meds hurting little Johnny and little Susie? We got to worry about math scores. Unbelievable. This is like algebra on steroids. AD plus HD equals what? Ritalin? Where are we going here? They're literally arguing that a drop in math testing scores is the reason we must medicate our children. I mean, is this honestly where this has gone? That the lack of synthetic FDA-approved patented medicines is creating a math disaster? I am almost...
It's incredible study. I guess this study is going to be coming out, or actually I think it may have already come out in the July print issue of Pediatrics, another one of the journals that has these great studies that have to come out with ridiculous results that we get to cover on the show. But they found that earlier treatment rather than late may halt declining academic performance if you give the kids their ADHD meds when they're
they can't concentrate.
It's ridiculous no matter how you look at it.
Give them some speed and they'll do better on their tests, basically. Methamphetamines. Give them some speed, right? Used to be an illicit drug. Now they're snorting it at school. And this is what they want to increase math scores. Never mind earlier intervention with better diets. Mom and dad, anybody listening? Earlier intervention with healing gastrointestinal health. Early intervention by preventing. The number one thing we can do to prevent disease, Super Don, is to prevent vaccines from happening. Right there. Stop the vaccines from beginning, and we are going to stop a lot of this nonsense. ADHD, autism spectrum, anything else affecting the neurological system. the ability to learn as well. So what we really need to recognize is that the so-called vaccine-preventable diseases are actually vaccine-induced diseases, and worse. And so ADHD is not a deficiency of Ritalin. We've said this for many years, and now they're pulling out the math scorecard as the reason why they want you to drug your little kids for this so-called ADHD, which is not a real disease except that it is a nutritional deficiency, toxin proficiency, excitotoxins affecting the nerve, the brain. It's a fat deficiency syndrome or disease. These kids are not getting enough fat to nourish their brain and nervous system. You see, these kids are eating low-fat, pasteurized yogurts as if this is going to help them, give them the nutrients they need. So this is another aspect of this. And there's another story here about allergies as well. I think I have that up here somewhere. Where's the allergy story I wanted to cover? Ah, here it is. Yeah, more vigilance needed to protect kids with food allergies. See, what they're doing is saying, oh, yeah, avoid peanuts, avoid milk and eggs, ban them from all the schools instead of going, hey, why the heck do the kids have the allergies in the first place? Oh, no, we can't ask that question. We're not allowed to know the answer to that question. But that's something I'll have to cover tomorrow because we're out of time, and you've heard me. Maybe I'll cover that as well, healing allergies. What do you think of that maybe for Friday after the show when I do my healing hour commercial free?
Oh, sounds like a brilliant plan, sir.
All right, so we got that and more coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, John Rappaport joins us again. As well, thank you to Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Thank you to Karen Steen Finch. Thank you to Marjorie Cole. Thank you to Julie Whitman Klein and anybody else I forgot. Thank you, Super Don, for being awake.
Doing my best.
We got to take a break here. We'll be back tomorrow, same time and same, what, bat channel? What is that? Anyway, thanks for being
That's
here.
Right.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Life.